They went back to their inn, took a bath, and then Nakata went to bed and was soon fast asleep. Hoshino watched a baseball game on TV with the sound down low, but since the Giants were giving Hiroshima a severe beating, he got disgusted with the whole thing and turned it off. He wasn't sleepy yet and felt thirsty, so he went out and found a beer hall, ordered a draft and a plate of onion rings. He was thinking of striking up a conversation with a young girl sitting nearby, but then thought it wasn't the time or place to make a pass. Tomorrow morning, after all, it was back to searching for the elusive stone. He finished his beer, pulled on his Chunichi dragon's cap, left, and just wandered around. Not the most appealing-looking city, he concluded, but it felt pretty good to be walking around wherever he wanted to, in a place he'd never been before. He always enjoyed walking anyway. A Marlboro between his lips, hands thrust into his pockets, he strolled from one main street to another and down various alleys. When he wasn't smoking, he whistled. Some parts were lively and crowded, others deserted and deathly quiet. No matter where he found himself, though, he kept up the same pace. He was young, healthy, carefree, with nothing to fear. He was walking down a narrow alleyway full of karaoke bars and clubs that looked as if they'd be operating under different names in 6 months, and had just come to a dark, deserted spot when somebody called out behind him, "Hoshino! Hoshino!" in a loud voice. At first he couldn't believe it. Nobody knew him in Takamatsu. It had to be some other Hoshino. It wasn't that common a name, but not that uncommon either. He didn't turn round and kept walking. Whoever it was, though, followed him, calling out his name. Hoshino stopped and turned round. Standing there was a short, old man in a white suit. White hair, a serious pair of glasses, a white moustache and goatee, white shirt and string tie. His face looked Japanese, but the whole outfit made him look more like some country gentleman from the American South. He wasn't much over 5 feet tall, but looked less like a short person than a miniature, scaled-down version of a man. He held both hands out in front of him as if he was carrying a tray. "Mr. Hoshino," the old man said, his voice clear and piercing, with a bit of an accent. Hoshino stared at the man in blank amazement. "Right you are. I'm Colonel Sanders."
"You look just like him," Hoshino said, impressed.
"I don't just look like Colonel Sanders, it's who I am."
"The fried chicken guy?"
The old man nodded heavily. "One and the same."
"Okay, but how do you know my name?"
"Chunichi Dragons fans I always call Hoshino. Nagashima's your basic Giants name. Likewise, for the Dragons, it's got to be Hoshino, right?"
"Yeah, but Hoshino happens to be my real name."
"Pure coincidence," the old man boomed out. "Don't blame me."
"So what do you want?"
"Have I got a girl for you?"
"Oh, I get it," Hoshino said. "You're a pimp. That's why you're dolled up like that."